Toastmaster, gentlemen, you too, politicians. The Democrats are the middle of the road party. The Republicans are the straddle of the road party. So I hereby nominate Mr. Henry Ford for president and christen the party the All Over the Road Party. In the first place, it's too bad he is so competent. That is the only thing that'll beat him. Mr. Ford's a good friend of mine, and years ago, he overlooked a suggestion that would have made him immortal. It was when he went over to stop the war. I wanted him to take the girls we had in the Follies and let them wear the same costumes they wore in the show and march them down between the trenches. Believe me, the boys would have been out before Christmas. He has made more money than any man in the world by paying the highest wages. Yet, he don't even manufacture necessities. Neither would you call it a luxury. It just kind of comes under the heading of knick-knacks. I was at his home last year and happened to ask him that in case of stiff opposition, just how cheap he could sell his car. He said, "Why, Will, by controlling the selling of the parts, I could give the cars away." He said, "Why, those things would shake off enough bolts in a year to pay for themselves. Second year, that's just pure profit." People think Dr. Coué was the originator of auto suggestion, but Mr. Ford is. He originated auto suggestion when he made the synopsis of a car. He has just recently lowered the price, $50. That's done to discourage thievery. He is the first man that ever took a joke and made it practical. So let's let him take this country. Maybe he can repeat. He should make a good political race, as he carries 2/3 of this country now. There's no reason why there shouldn't be a Ford in the White House or everywhere else. He's the only man that could make Congress earn their salary. He would start a bill through and give each one something to tack on to it. When it come out, it would be ready to use. He is the only man that when Congress started stalling, could lift up the hood and see what is the matter with it. Some are against him because he don't know history. What we need in there is a man that can make history, not recite it. Now, if Mr. Ford will just take another one of my suggestions, he can be elected. If he will just make one speech and say, "Voters, if I am elected, I will change the front on them."